Well, Calipa, well, look here, Kalamazoo, I can see why you'd be concerned that you wasted 4 minutes of our lives about NetChicken. And let me make sure that you understand that NetChicken has been the topic of conversations many a time down through the years, and we've just come to the conclusion that there's nothing we can do with them. I mean, we've built pens, and he pecks his way right out of a pen. You can't contain him. You can't control him. There's nothing you can do. But I assure you that the netster, the chicken, is extremely wily, and I don't think that that virus can keep up with him because he allows no moss to grow under his wings. So I wouldn't worry so much about the net chicken. Now, as far as wasting our time, I don't think so. The only way that you could have wasted anybody's time is if they were chained to the computer. Personally, me, I sat down in front of the computer and I didn't have the headset on, so it was blaring out of my Bose speakers, so I was able to move around. So I'm listening to this, and at one point you're talking about NetChicken, and I'm thinking this could be a plausible threat to ATS security. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, we don't have a National Security Advisory Council or an ATS Advisory Council. I guess that would be an ATSAC. And I'm thinking that, we need this department. And then I went to rub my chin as I'm thinking this, and I felt whiskers. And I realized that I did a lousy job of shaving, which I did just a few minutes ago. And so I just turned up the speakers a little louder. And I went in there and I shaved my chin, dry shaved, because that's the punishment I get for not doing it right the first time. And as I'm doing that, I realize there's hair growing on my shoulders and on my neck. And I go ahead and I dry shave my neck because I didn't catch it the first time either. And that's the punishment now. My neck is burning and it's red and raw. And I thought to myself, why is there hair on my shoulders? For that matter, why would hair grow in my ears? It makes no sense. It's not a very good filter. I still hear BS every day I leave my house and get amongst the public. It's not doing a job. Why do I need hair on my shoulders anyway? Do I want to fit in with the simian population? No offense, they're merciful to me. What's the use? I have clothing. I don't need something to keep me warm. It's not like there's enough hair to keep me warm. So it serves, again, no purpose. Anyway, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm thinking this makes no sense. Then I think, well, let's go sit down and contemplate that. And then something about the virus getting into the computer. And I'm thinking a computer virus, okay. Then I look at my keyboard, which most of you know that I dearly despise, my keyboard. Gee, the keyboard needs dusting. So I go and I get me a piece of paper towel and I dust my keyboard a little bit. And then something about the virus coming through my speakers and in doing so, infesting my ears. And then I'm be hearing voices. And I thought, well, that could be, but I'm sure there's an antivirus wall in my Bose speakers because they are the most awesome things I've ever bought. And by then you're saying, I'm sorry I wasted 4 minutes of your life that you'll never get back. And I thought, well, no big deal. And this has taken 4 minutes and 5 seconds, and I'm done. Goodbye.